Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Grace Young. Each week at this time, we visit with an author or sometimes an editor or publisher from our region. We hope to find out a little about his or her life and ask them what prompts them to write. We give them an opportunity to read some of their work for us. And we're very pleased today to have Grace Young join us. Welcome, Grace.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Grace Young has been blogging weekly at intofullbloom.net for over a year. She has self-published one book, The Crow and the Dove, and is planning to release a second in the near future. Grace is 18 years old and trying to make her dreams come true by becoming a full-time author and spreading her message of hope and positivity. Well, Grace, I think you probably qualify as one of the youngest people we've had on had on the show, especially with a completed book.
Yeah.
I'm most impressed that you have been blogging weekly for over a year. Mm-hmm. Lots of people start a blog, and it's easy to do the first few weeks, and then you have to keep it going.
Yeah,
so kudos to you. So when did you start writing, and what made you so passionate about it?
I have actually been writing since I was about 5 years old. Basically, from the time I was able to pick up a pen, I loved writing. So I actually found some books that I had written when I was like 5 years old, just little books, printed them off. So I've always loved it. But when I started my blog, it was really because I started to realize the power that words have. And I realized that they can be really powerful and they can build people up and encourage them. And so when I realized that, that's when I started turning to blogging and writing books and just kind of expanding my medium in that way.
Mm-hmm. And so you came up with the name Into Full Bloom. That's an unusual name.
Yes.
So how did you get that name?
Basically, I talk about it on my blog quite a lot. I really like the use of imagery. And so to me, when I think of blooming, I think of like growing and growth. And so for me to bloom, it's sort of like a way of saying to reach your potential, to realize your worth, and to grow in that constantly.
Hmm. And do you find blogging a good way to communicate with your readers?
Absolutely. Actually, most of my blog posts are quite short. And so I like that because that way even people who aren't necessarily readers can still sit down for a minute or two and just have something short to read that brightens their day even a little bit. Yeah, I think it's super effective because it's on a platform that a lot of people are already on because the internet is everywhere.
Right.
And they don't have to, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of time and you grab their attention and, yeah, it helps a little
bit. Do you interact with your blog readers at all?
I do, actually. Every now and then someone will email me and they'll say, like, I really appreciated this. I really needed to hear this. And that means the world to me. I try to really communicate with them as often as possible. Just, you know, see how they're doing, encourage them a little bit. That means a lot to me.
So what kind of readers do you have? Do you have a certain age group or a certain
not
point in their lives, maybe?
I definitely reach a lot of youth because I was in high school for a long time, so people would hear about it in that sense. But I've also had adults read it. I really don't have any specific category. Because in my opinion, the message of, like, hope, which is what I'm trying to spread here, is, like, a universal truth. And so I think it's kind of open for everyone to hear.
That's great. Did you set up the blog yourself?
I did, yes. So I've put my own money into it. I've been running it for, you know, about 2 years now. And I just set it up myself. So I always use yellow because yellow is, like, my signature color. I think it's a happy color and so I definitely wanted to express that. I love art. I love any sort of art. So my blogs tend to reflect that. I like to use pictures. I like to use, new stuff that I'm doing, new creations. It's all good to me.
Do you find it hard to come up with something every week?
Sometimes it can be hard, but I think in times like that, you just have to kind of sit down and let yourself think because it's like I said, everyone has a special mind, a special way that they create. And so, yeah, when those things happen, you just have to, reflect, focus, and, you'll get something.
Well, I still think it's marvelous that you've managed to keep it going this long.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then you decided to write a book. So what inspired you to do that?
I think what sparked that was, as I was writing my blog, I really started to realize, like, oh, I could turn this message into, like, a fictional context, and then people could read it, and they would be interested because it's a story, but they would still be learning from it because it still has that message. And so I'd always wanted to write a book. It had always been a dream of mine, but then I had realized I could do this, and it could actually help people, and, it could work. And so, yeah, that's how that happened.
And it has an unusual title, The Crow and the Dove.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's actually a character in it named Dove. And Dove's character is very peaceful and very kind, and she helps the main character, her name is Orion, a lot. And so the title really comes from that contrast of Orion, who is in a place of, like, a lot of darkness and a lot of pain, and Dove, which, you know, doves tend to resemble peace and stuff like that. So, yeah, just another imagery, you know, use of that and representations. It's cool.
Cool. So, Grace, how long did it take you to write this book? Do you write every day?
I write every day, and it can range from an hour to all day. It really, like, I just love it. I do it as much as I can. But this book actually took me about 2 years to write. I let the idea sit with me for a while, and there were some times where I would, you know, doubt myself whether I could do it or not. But eventually I just picked it up, and I was like, I'm just going to keep working on it. I'm going to work on it until it's done, and then, yeah, the rest went pretty smoothly.
And do you get a lot of support with your writing from your family or from school?
The people who read it and the people who I'm able to speak to really appreciate it, because my books are supposed to be books that encourage and bring hope. And there aren't a whole lot of books like that. I find that a lot of books, you know, they're like romance novels or stuff like that, which are great, but people tend to appreciate the difference of, like, hearing, well, actually, like, you're very important yourself, and, you know, like, you need to value your own, you know, your own soul, your own abilities first, which is, yeah. They tend to like that.
So do you have any writing advice for young people?
Just let it be natural, you know. Don't let anyone tell you how to write. Don't let anyone tell you how to create. I think creative people, they just have it in them, and I think that anyone can write a book because everyone has a story. And so if you want to do that, then do it, and don't let anyone stop you, because, you know, we all have gifts, we all have talents, and yeah.
Great. So would you perhaps read us something from The Crow and the Dove?
Absolutely. All right, so this is chapter 16, and it's my favorite chapter. I was born a week earlier than I was supposed to be. Nurses cooed, saying that I was eager to start my life with my beautiful family who adored me. The day that my mother was scheduled to have me induced, she fell down the stairs. I was a week old, and she had just been let out of the hospital. She was clumsy. Had I not been born when I was, I could have fallen down those stairs as well. There's no telling what might have happened to me. Maybe I would have suffered brain damage. Maybe I would have died. Whatever it is, I'm amazed at the preciseness. I reflect on how everything happens for a reason. Some babies are born a month or two before they're scheduled to be born. They wrinkle their system. Their families worry, saying that it's dangerous and there's no telling what implications may arise. I choose to refute that. Whether it's a flight of stairs, an underlying illness, or an unknown eagerness to start life, there's always a reason for everything. It doesn't make sense a lot of the time. Perhaps our world is beautifully complicated yet undeniably simple. Perhaps our perspective is what needs changing, not our technology. Let's allow our system to be wrinkled. Let's banish the routine and live with eagerness. I'm a 19-year-old girl. I was abandoned when I was 17. When I think of the story of how I got here, I remember that I was not just left on my own for no particular reason. It's possible that my dad could have hurt me beyond repair if he had stayed. There's no telling what might have taken place if he continued drinking and continued hating me. What I'm saying is, I'm deciding to look at things differently. I can sit here and ask for sympathy or donations, but that won't change the fact that it happened. You can rest your head on the underlying risk factors, or you can be thankful that you didn't end up on the bottom of a flight of stairs.
So now you were telling me that there's a character in there called Dove. Is that Dove speaking there?
This is Orion. So she's sort of, this is in a point where she's, her way of thinking is being changed.
Okay.
Because she was in a place where she really reflected on the hardships that she was going through, and she kind of let it consume her. And so you sort of start to see in this chapter, she's thinking, well, you know, all things happen for a reason, and really I should be thankful that I'm here and that I'm alive, and I just need to keep living and, like, trying my best, that sort of thing. And so you really see her character transforming in those next few chapters.
Good. Well, thank you very much. Okay. So we've been talking with Grace Young, who has read to us from her book, The Crow and the Dove. Thank you, Grace. We will talk to you a little more after we take this short break.